voice of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. After a well-earned vacation following the Carnac case, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Polo have returned to Singapore. The first night of his return, Jungle Jim receives a strange visitor at 3 a.m. He is a desperate young man named Harvey Stacy and asks Jim's help in solving a very peculiar problem. Young Stacy's uncle died, leaving his rubber plantations to his nephew, who, after graduating from college, marries and brings his young wife out to Malaya. At first, they were very happy, and then... But let us pick up the story as young Stacy recites it to Jungle Jim.
So you and your bride arrived in Singapore and went inland to your uncle's plantation, eh?
Yes. One of my uncle's representatives met us and assisted us in buying all the necessary things we'd need. Clothes and things for my wife and myself, and then we left for the plantation. My uncle's house was a spacious one, well furnished, and supplied with all the necessary comfort, so we soon settled down to what promised to be a new and very happy life. But as time went on... What is the matter, dear? You're hardly eating anything these days.
It's nothing, dear. Nothing at all.
Oh, you don't seem to be your old self at all these last few days. Tell me, dear, you're sure you're all right?
Yes, 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 of course I'm all right. There's nothing wrong. Why do you keep insisting there's anything wrong? Oh, let me alone.
All right, darling. I only wanted to know... Can't blame a man worrying when he's as much in love as I am.
I'm sorry, dear. Please forgive me. I don't mean to be irritable. Oh, but there's... Oh, nothing. Let's forget it. Let's talk about something else.
Well, there is something else I've got to tell you about. Louise, I've got to make a trip up the river. Hartman seems to be having a little trouble up there. Nothing serious, of course, but he's way behind on his shipments, and I let things go, hoping he could get them adjusted himself. But apparently he hasn't been able to, so I'm going up to see what I can do. Going up tomorrow morning.
But you can't go. I don't want you to go. Stay here with me. You must stay. Please. Please don't go.
Dear, take it easy. I hate to leave you as much as you hate to have me go, but it's absolutely necessary. Dear.
No. No, you mustn't go. I won't let you go. You've got to stay here with me. Send someone else.
Darling, I wish I could send someone else, but... You know this is our busy season. There's no one here to send.
Send one of the natives with a message. But you stay here with me. You must. You must.
Darling, what is the matter? I've never seen you act like this before, Louise. You sure you're not ill?
No. No, of course I'm not ill. I'm perfectly well. But I don't want you to go, that's all.
I've tried to explain, dear, that it's very important that I do go. We've got contracts and business obligations to meet on definite dates. And... Well, I've just got to see that nothing stands in the way of their fulfillment. Don't you see, I wouldn't go unless it was absolutely necessary.
Shh. Listen. Listen. Oh, please don't talk now.
Darling, what is it? Why do you look like that?
You hear? Hear them?
Certainly I hear them. They're native drums, my dear. What's so extraordinary about that? We often hear them. Darling, where are you going?
Nowhere. Nowhere. Just out to the porch to listen.
And so as much as I hated to go, I left my wife the following morning and went up the river. I found things in pretty bad shape, and it took me the best part of a week to get everything moving and in good order.
And had you ever left her this long before?
Yes, not often. But then she always understood and never made any scenes before.
And how did she react upon your return from this trip?
Well, as I said, things up the river were in bad shape. It was all I could do to keep my mind on business, being rather worried about my wife, naturally. As soon as I had things in shape, I hurried home and arrived a little after sundown. I rushed into the house.
Louise? Louise, where are you? Louise, dear, I'm home. Louise!
You call Miss Louise. She go out in garden.
Oh, thanks, Moko. Has she got dinner?
No, Master Stacy. Missy Stacy not want dinner.
No?
3-4 days not have dinner. Not eat much in morning. Say, no dinner today. All time go out to garden. Sundown, stand still. Look out jungle all time.
Oh, thanks, Moko. I better go to her.
Missy Stacy sick, I think. Master Stacy. She's sick in head. Me think you take Missy Stacy long way back Singapore. This country not good for Missy Stacy.
Yes, I think you're right. I'll find her now. In the meantime, tell the cook to make dinner quickly. Something light.
Very good, Master Stacy.
Louise, dear, are you out here? Louise, I'm home.
Damn the jungle drums again.
Louise, are you there, dear?
Louise, look at me.
Louise, what in the... Louise!
I'm here. What do you want?
Louise, what in heaven's name is wrong? I'm home, don't you understand? I just got in. I hurried down the river to get here. Louise, do you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you. You're home.
Louise, you mustn't stay out here. Come with me into the house.
No. No, not yet. Not yet.
I insist, Louise. Not good for you to be out here alone like this. Now, come with me.
But I don't want to go into the house. I want to stay here.
Louise, unless you come with me at once, I'm afraid I'll just have to pick you up and carry you in. Louise, did you hear me? Very well, darling, you only leave me one alternative. Now, I'm going to take you in and put you to bed. You're not well, darling.
I want to stay out in the moonlight. I want to listen to the music.
Music be hanged. Those confounded drums are a lot of silly noise. I'm not going to listen to them anymore.
Yes. Yes, I want to listen. I like the music. I want to hear the music.
Not if I can help it. Moko!
Yes, Master Stacy. What happened? Is he ill?
Yes, I think so, Moko. Draw the shade there and then get me a little brandy.
Yes, Master Stacy. Dinner soon be ready.
All right, I'll hurry with the brandy. And send one of the boys over to the native village and tell them to stop those drums. Say I said so. And if they disobey me, I'll bring white men in to punish them.
No, Master Stacy, that not be good. Chief be angry. Must not stop drums very bad.
You do as I say or I'll take a whip to you. Do you hear, Moko?
I send boy, but drums not stop. I know.
Where am I? What? Where? Harvey. Oh, you're home.
Here now, darling. You'll be all right in a minute. You haven't been well, that's all. Don't you worry. I'll fix everything. I'm taking you out of this.
Oh, here is brandy, Master Stacy. Listen. Not send boy to village. Listen. Drum stop now.
Oh, good. Now, hurry with the food. Here, Louise. Try to drink a little bit of this. It's brandy and soda. It'll do you good.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'll be all right now. Just let me rest.
Drink up the brandy and soda, darling. Then I want you to try to eat something. I want you to pull yourself together. I've got something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
We're going to leave here. I'm taking you down the river with me tomorrow, and we'll make connections there to go by train to Singapore. Then we're going home to the States for a swell holiday. I realize this country and the climate and general conditions are a little too much for you. We'll pack tonight and be ready to leave first thing in the morning. Ah, darling, let's have this.
Huh? Did she pick up and recover after that, Mr. Stacy?
Well, that evening, yes. Stiff brandy and soda picked up her spirits, and we had a nice little meal, which seemed to help her an awful lot. We had a pleasant little chat after dinner, and while she still appeared to be a little bit depressed, she was nevertheless more normal than she had been in weeks.
And what happened after that? Did she have a relapse?
Well, I'm coming to that, Mr. Bradley. In order to be sure she'd get a good night's rest and not wake up if the drums began again, I gave her a light sedative to make her sleep. I made sure she was asleep before I turned in, and then about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by my wife's native maid, Micaiah.
Mrs. Stacy. Mrs. Stacy, wake. Hmm? Quick. Something happened. Hmm? Plenty bad. Missy gone.
What? What did you say?
Quick, Mrs. Stacy, wake. Listen. Drums. Drums beat.
Eh?
I hear something. Door slam. Wake up. Run to porch. Mrs. Stacy, go out.
You say she's gone? When? Where did she go?
She walk like in sleep. Walk through jungle.
Good heavens. Come on, Nukaya. Call Moko and tell him to bring my rifle. Come, there isn't a moment to lose. We've got to get her.
This way, Mrs. Stacy.
Yes?
She go this way.
Those blasted drums. What is it they do to her? They're getting louder.
See, Mrs. Stacy. She go there. Through path. At end of a garden. See? In moonlight.
Yes, I see her. Louise! Louise, it's me, Harvey! Come back, come back! Louise! Louise!
Look. She still go. On to jungle. Very bad, Mr. Stacy.
Louise! Louise, do you hear me? Wait for me! Wait there, don't go any further! Louise! Louise!
Look! Look! She is stopping.
Good heavens. What is she doing? It's those drums. She's dancing to the beat of those drums. And so we found her. We found her there, Mr. Bradley, almost on the edge of the jungle, chanting and swaying to the savage rhythm of the distant drums.
Quick, Olo. Bring the gentleman another drink.
Yes, please.
Now, lie back and relax a bit, old man. You're in pretty bad shape. You've got to take it easy or you'll break up. If we're going to be able to help you, you'll have to be in condition to help us a little.
I'll be all right, but I want to finish my story.
Here's one. Good big drink. Maybe good if man lie down, rest. Him pretty bad.
You're right, Golo. Here, Stacy, drink this.
Thanks.
You need it, all right?
Yes.
That's it. Now you go up and lie on the bed, even if for only an hour. You're right on the edge of a collapse.
What is the end of this strange story young Stacy is telling Jungle Jim? Is she beyond all help? Hopelessly bound in some strange power of the Malay jungle? Can Jungle Jim succeed in helping this hopeless young man regain his wife from this strange spell cast over her by an unknown, unseen force? Don't miss the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.